Joining us now by phone is Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jay.
So let's talk first about, you had a courthouse security meeting here a couple of weeks ago in Minneapolis.
Right.
You also have a bill. Let's talk about that because we just did a program on courthouse security.
Yeah, we did. I put a bill together. It's gotten bipartisan support in for the Judiciary Committee to make our courthouses safer. Obviously, Grand Marais was the scene of a shooting, and there have been kind of a rash of these around the country. Courthouses are places where people work. Tim Scannell came down to Hennepin County to talk, and he was shot in Grand Marais. Also, people come to settle their family disputes or business disputes or parking tickets, those kind of things. Clerks work there. Everybody should be safe. And so I've written a bill that does a number of things and has gotten a lot of support from sheriffs and courthouse people. What it does is provides local courts with access to security training. There are security training programs that sheriffs can have and the personnel in local courts will have access to that already exists. It would give states the authority to use existing grant money to improve courthouse safety and would cut through red tape and give local courts access to excess federal security equipment like metal detectors and screening devices. So I've written a bill that actually costs the federal government nothing and yet addresses this. And it's a start, of course. This program is not going to take care of every courthouse in the country, but this is something I know I can get passed now, and I've got bipartisan support.
Okay, as high school is winding down, kids are looking at colleges, and it's getting really, really expensive. And I understand you are aware of that.
I am aware of that. I did college affordability is a subject that I'm very, very interested in. We need people to be able to go to at least a 2-year school. These days, the jobs that are coming online, the jobs of the future are going to require some college at least and a lot of 4-year college and even beyond that. And we've seen Minnesota, the average debt of a student leaving college in Minnesota is $29,000. That's one of the highest in the country. And we're trying to find ways. We did a roundtable at the U of M with President Kaler and Governor Dayton and Director Pogemiller, who's head of higher education in Minnesota. We heard a lot of stories from students who are really, working many hours, who are doing this, going to school under very difficult conditions, and ending up with a lot of debt, and this is no way to go to school. So we have to keep Pell Grants at a high level. One of the things I'm going to be doing today, I'm having a hearing in the Education Committee on getting credits in high school. And I've seen there are different kinds of programs. I was in Anoka, where they have the STEP program where you can get credits in high school toward college. It can save you a year or even two of college credits and get you through a lot faster. One of the things that's a problem is that it takes students so long to get through now because they kind of interrupt their education to work full-time. Even though they may be working 30, 40 hours a week while going to school, they're still accumulating debt, and then they just take a year off to get some money together so that their debt isn't so high. It's a real problem, and there's hopefully a number of things we can do about it, but we certainly have to, and one of which is try to keep the cost of college down. And there's that has, there are certain approaches that I want to take toward that, of maybe making sure that not every school in Minnesota necessarily has to be everything. And that is something that, that needs a lot of discussion, because obviously if you're, you know, in, you want UMD Duluth to be everything, but do you want, does, you know, St. Cloud State, Mankato State, Winona State, Moorhead State, are kids who live in those areas want to live at home, go to those schools, and have access to everything. And that makes a lot of sense, but on the other hand, does that make sense system-wide to have every college in the system have everything? So there's a million different ways to look at all of this, and that's one of the things we're doing today is about getting kids college credits while they're in high school, in addition to just increasing the rigor of the academics in high school.
Well, I know that you and a number of other senators have urged the Postmaster General to tone down the rhetoric, at least, on the rural mail delivery. This is a situation that could affect us here, because Duluth is scheduled to be a processing facility that closes.
Yes, Duluth was scheduled to be one of the processing centers that Surgeon General, the Postmaster General, was going to shut down. I'm feeling more confident about that now. A number of us got together with him, asked him to put a moratorium on his plan for about 5 months. That was in December, so we have to get this done by May 15th. Part of his plan was to shut down 5 out of the 7 processing centers in Minnesota, including Duluth. Again, I think I feel optimistic about saving Duluth. He wanted to close down about 3,000 rural post offices around the country. I think we're going to cut down that number significantly. Rural post offices are very important. People get their pharmaceuticals there. They get daily newspapers. They also, post offices tend to be often the center of rural communities. And so we're working on a number of those things, making sure that it is done in a fiscally responsible way.
We've been speaking with Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken this morning. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Great.